Yushami Shvius Perak Gimel Mishnah Aleph. We had seen in Perak Beis Mishnah Beis that one of the malachas that are also midrabbanan on Shvius is to be mezabel, to fertilize fields. And our Mishnah is going to talk about some gzeiros that have to do with that malacha of fertilizing. And the Mishnah is as follows: Me'imasai moitzi zvom lashpasos. When can a person take out their garbage out to their garbage pile? Now, the word zevel is because it is garbage, but it's stuff that could eventually be used for fertilizer. So the Mishnah is telling us that there's a gzera. A person is not allowed to just put out big piles of his garbage out in his field, because if he were to do that, it would give the impression that he's going to be fertilizing his field. And since fertilizing is usher to do on Shavuos, so a person is not allowed to do that. So when is he allowed to bring out his zevel to the ashpa? I mean, you not have to keep it in the house. Remeir says it's from the time when people stop working in their fields. That is to say, there are people who are working in their fields during Shemitah that they're not supposed to. So those people who work in their fields, some people even have the gears instead of Ovde Avoida, they have the gears of Ovre Avera. The point is the same idea, that people who are working in the fields on Shvius, so when those people stop doing their work, then you can bring out your Zevel. I mean, until that point, while there are still people who are improperly working their fields on Shvius, if you were to put out your Zevel as a pile in your field, it would give the impression that you're going to be fertilizing your field, and therefore, you're not allowed to do it. That's what Meir says. Rabbi Huda says, the same idea. There's a time when you're not allowed to do that, and the time that you judge when you're allowed to put it out is Mishayivish HaMasai, when the Masai, the sweet thing, becomes dried out. And the Yerushalmi is going to explain what that means. What is that thing that dries out? The idea is similar. Rabbi Huda and now Rabbi Yossi in a second are going to be saying that there's a time when people are basically not fertilizing anymore, and once that time comes, that's when you're finally allowed to put the garbage outside into these big piles in your field. When it gets knotted up, in this case it means dried out. Again, the pile of the garbage gets to start to dry out. It's a certain stage. At that point, the people are not working the fields anymore, and now you can put out your garbage out into these piles in the field. Now the Mishnah tells us a second condition in putting, if a person wants to make these piles out in his field, under what conditions, under exactly how could he put out these piles of this garbage, of this refuse in his field? And the Mishnah says the following: Shalosh, he can make three garbage piles. The Beisav, for every Beisav is a size of a field that's 50 amas by 50 amas, he could have three garbage piles, and those piles have to be Shel Eser Mashpelos. Each pile has to be the size of 10 baskets of garbage, like 10 like buckets, containers of garbage. Shel Lesech Lesech, each of those Mashpelos has to be a Lesech full of garbage. The point being, you have to put out about these 10 baskets that each hold a certain amount. So the idea is, once you have such a big pile, it's obvious to people that pile is not being used for fertilizing. When you fertilize, you spread a thin layer all over your field. When you make this big pile, then it's obvious to people that it's just a garbage pile, and it's not a pile that's meant for fertilizing. So you can do, that's the kind, and you can make three of those piles in a base saw, for each base saw. Now the Mishnah says like this: by Sifan Al Mishpelos, you can add more containers of garbage in my sifan lash buses, but you can't make more garbage piles. And you can even add on, make more piles, more than three piles per besa. And the reason why you would be not allowed to put it on is because if you make too many piles, then again it looks like you're trying to spread fertilizer around the field. Otherwise, you would have just put three piles. So the fact that you have more than three piles, according to Tanakama, is asura. Okay, now we're going to say this: me'emas ha'metzin. Before the people have stopped doing their who are working the field, so you're not allowed to make these piles of garbage. Is it mutter to make an ashpa? You won't bring it to your field, but what about putting it in your chatzar? Your chatzar is not a place where you're doing any growing or gardening, so are you allowed to put things into your chatzar, which would, if you put it into your chatzar, it doesn't look as bad. Or maybe not. Maybe if you put them to the chutzner, it looks like you're getting ready to fertilize in the field, and that should be also. So that's a question. In the time when you're not going to make garbage deposit before, while people are still working. So the Gemara says this. Silmi shal Rav Chiya bar Ba. Silmi is this person, Rav Chiya bar Ba. For us, you told me you're not allowed to do it. Right. That's how we have some people say what happened. But Rav Chanina Amar, Rav Chanina says, Sharalei, that when Silmi asked this question, Rav Chiya bar Ba told him that it was mutter. And then there was a continuation to the story. They have an army, and people were saying when Rav Chiya bar Ba told them that it was mutter, people were saying, "Do nasiv meiser," because Rav Chiya bar Ba gets meiser from Silmi. Rav Chiya bar Ba was a kohen, and since he gets a matnas kahuna from or matnas leviya possibly from Silmi, that's why he was matred for him. In other words, people thought that Rav Chiya bar Ba was not giving an honest answer, that he was telling him that it was mutter only because he wanted to be nice to this person who gave him a lot of meiser. In other words, they were talking very derogatorily about Rav Chiya bar Ba to say he was only mutter for a reason and not because he held that was the truth. And therefore, Rav Chiya bar Ba passed him for himself. He left chutzarts for that year to learn the mesa meiser, so he shouldn't get meiser from Silmi. And people shouldn't think that he's doing it because he's being paid off. And he was that concerned that people shouldn't think that he was giving up psak based on because someone was nice to him, and rather than giving because of the truth. And therefore, he left town. Therefore, so the Gemara ends off that according to this version, the din is that it's mutter, and you are allowed to make the pile in the Pesach Chatzeroi, in the Chatzeroi, as long as you don't do it in the Sabbath. Okay. Now the Gemara says this. Mi'ata. Now, a few. We've mentioned in the Mishnah, we actually just mentioned the Gemara even more so, that there's a chashash that if you can make piles of your garbage outside, people will think that you're going to be fertilizing your fields. And possibly the Gemara said even maybe even possibility that we should be worried about this Maris Ayin of what people will think even if you do it in your chutzah. So we have to feel Mishnah Pascha of the Avodah, even once the people working in their fields, finished working, the Yehoshua should still be awesome in the Maris Ayin. The same Maris Ayin should apply. Why? So people shouldn't say, all our mission is talking about is a Beis HaBaal, but a Beis HaShlachan is a field that needs to be fertilized even for longer, all the way till the plants are harvested. So why shouldn't we be cautious that people think you're fertilizing your Beis HaShlachan? And for the Gemara, no, that's already too far. People know whether he does or doesn't have a Beis HaShlachan, and therefore you don't have to be cautious that people think he's doing for a Beis HaShlachan, because everybody knows that he doesn't have one. Amr B'Yesi, at the Amr from this we see, L'chashu L'Evim V'Shavim De Maris Ayin. When they made Xeris as Maris Ayin, they made those Xeris for the average person who lives in this area who sees you. The fact that somebody passing by might see you, and he'll be clueless as to what you own and that kind of stuff, and he'll be cautious you didn't there, that already was too far, and Chacham didn't make takanas like that. Okay, now the Gemara says this. So we had our Mishnah told us that you're now allowed to, there's conditions under which you're allowed to put out these piles of garbage, during Shemitah. Fek the Gemara. The Isser Shnei Prakim. During the time, the Shnei Prakim, the two times when it's also to do Malachan Shvias during Taisar Shvias, during the year before Shvias, the time being either from Pesach or from Shavuos, depending on what kind of field it was. Ma'oshi Mutter Latsas Kaseda Hazeh. Is it Mutter to make these piles of garbage according to the rules of the Mishnah? You know, three piles with 10 containers, with each one with a certain amount of stuff in it. Would it be Mutter to do with that? In other words, the Mishnah said you're not allowed to do on Shemitah, you can't put out these piles until people stop working. Well, what about it during the sixth year? During Tosfos Shvi'is, is there an issue to do that as well? So the Gemara says, we can bring a right from the following Brisa that you're allowed to do it. And the Brisa is like this. Moichrin u'moitzim zvolim, you can sell and you can carry out zevel im ha'isim Shvi'is with the people who do Shvi'is, the people who are violate Shvi'is and work in the field, they're choshen to do that thing, ad Rosh Hashanah. So up until Rosh Hashanah, you could sell them zevel, and you could even bring out containers of zevel for them into their field, even though they're choshen on Shvi'is. You can't do that on Shvi'is, because if you do it on Shvi'is, they might go and fertilize the fields with it. But you'll have to do it before Shvi'is. Im ha'goy, v'im ha'kusi, if you give it to someone who's not a yid, he doesn't have to keep Shemitah, then the field with Shvi'is. You could even give it to him on Shvi'is, because so what if he'll fertilize his field? He's allowed to fertilize his field. In these cases, in the first case, where it said, you're allowed to sell it to people before Shvi'is, I guess in both cases, when, under certain conditions, you're allowed to sell it. But actually, you forget so much, you're not allowed to unburden, in other words, empty out the basket. And that means to say is, now I empty the business onto the field. You could put these crates full of garbage into their piles, but you can't empty them into the field. So now we see like this. Lloyd Amar, El Bavachal, you forget so much bales. It only said in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to empty the baskets out onto the fields. So that means to say is, you're not allowed to empty the baskets onto the fields. It's obviously our Mishnah is going according to what we call in the first part, the Mishnah of Mishnah. The way our Gemara has it, that you're not allowed to do, the way our Mishnah has it, that you're not allowed to do Melacha during Tois Shrias. Because if you would be allowed to do Melacha in Tois Shrias, you'd be allowed to dump these out also. Because there's just been no day in Tois Shrias. In other words, I should have mentioned. We had the Mishnah Mishnah said that there's no Taisha, there is Taisha Shrias, and the Gemara said they took it back, and there's no Isra of Taisha Shrias anymore. So if we were going in the Mishnah Achrona, in the way it was later decided that there's no Isra of Taisha Shrias, you'd be even allowed to empty the baskets out before Rosh Hashanah. There'd be nothing wrong with that. So obviously, we're going in the Mishnah Mishnah that you're not allowed to, that there is an Isra of Taisha Shrias. So, and that we see from the fact that it says, well, you forget the Mashbelis. So it said, well, virtually you forget the Mashbelis. But you're still allowed to bring the baskets out, these crates out into the field. And so what that means is it's Tosher Shvias. You're bringing the crates out into the field during Tosher Shvias, to the field of a Choshen during Tosher Shvias. And it's going according to the that sheet that it holds that's Osher to do Melacha on during Tosher Shvias. Hadar Amra, Shuhu Mutter. So it must be. It must be that there is no isser to make these piles of garbage in Shemitah. Why? In Tamer Shuwas, if you're going to tell me that it would be usher to make your own piles of garbage in Shemitah on Taisha Shrias, then you wouldn't be allowed to bring it out for the Chashan. Because the Chashan is going to, will potentially be fertilizing the fields with it. So it must be, we see from this Mishnah, that the Mishnah, this Bryce of Jared holds, there is an isser of Taisha Shrias. It's going according to that Shita, but even if it's a Taisha Shrias, but the issue of making piles of garbage does not apply during Tois Shrias. So we've answered our question that there's no issue to make the piles of Tois Shrias, to make these piles of garbage during Tois Shrias. Now the mission, we're now explain some of the terms. The mission said, Mishayivish HaMasoy, when the sweet thing dries up, what does that mean? That means it's Pekua, the cracks. And Amar Amona, Hahein Pekua the Bikasa, it's the cracks that are in the valley, and the Mepharshim will explain what that means is, that as fields dry out, certain cracks form in the ground, and when water falls into those cracks, it forms like puddles, which are good for the growing of the crops. And those cracks that have now formed into puddles are considered musli. They're very sweet. They're good for the plants, and people refer to them by that term, the musli, the sweet thing. And therefore, when they dry up, then it's already, people are not working in those fields anymore. It's a very late stage in the growing. Once they dry up, people are not working there, and that's when you're allowed to make the kashar, the mishi kashar. When it gets like tied, knotted up, means dried out. It means mishi asik kasharim. Kasharim makes like little mati, like clump, the pieces can start to clump together. That's when it is. Amar Rukhanina, Rukhanina says, this din of mishi kashar means mishi kivish, niksha by kesher elyon, miyad yavish. Once the top layer becomes into this knotted form, it's already considered yavish. It doesn't have to dry out all the way through the pile, but even the very top layer is enough that that's considered that it's dry. How do I know that? Because the Tanya Allah, Kravim Devim, Devim Lias Shavim. Because we have a price that says that the three sheetahs in our Mishnah as to when you're allowed to make these garbage piles are approximately the same sheetah. We have three sheetahs when the people stop working, when the muscle dries up, and when the pile starts to solidify and harden. And so that must be that what has to be, only the top layer has to dry out. Because that's approximately at the time of the other two sheetahs. But if it was to mean that the whole pile has to dry out, that doesn't happen until much later. And then the sheetahs wouldn't be approximately the same. So since we have a price that the three sheetahs are approximately the same, therefore it must be that only the top layer has to dry out. Okay, now, the last part of the Gemara is like this. The Mishnah had said, we see from Alam Mishpelos, you can add more crates, more containers of garbage, but you can't, the aim we see from our process, you can't make more garbage piles, more piles altogether. So we're going to have a machlokes as follows. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Rabbi Yirmiyahu says, but it says in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to make more piles, it means the following case. What the person is, he's making the mashpelas less. What do I mean? It means like this. It's talking about a case where a person had 20 containers, mashpeles, 20 containers worth of garbage. So he would really, that would turn it into, that should be two piles. So what he wants to do is he wants to take his 20 and split them into three piles. He wants to put less mashpeles into each pile. So that's what the Mishnah says. You can't make extra garbage piles. That means is you can't use the same amount to make more piles. You can't take the 20 and turn that into three piles. But if you were to have, if you want to keep in two piles, Rabbi Yirmiya said, if you want to keep your 20 mashpeles as two piles, that's okay. You don't have to have three piles. You can have two piles. But you can't, when the mission is you can't have extra ashpeles, means you can't take your 20 and turn it into three piles. That's what Rabbi Yirmiya says. So when the Mishnah says you can't make more piles, it means is you can make three is the maximum, but even when you make piles, every pile must have 10. You can't use your 20 and split them up into extra piles. But Rabbi Yossi argues now. Rabbi Yossi boy, we've had this word before, boy doesn't mean he. Like in the Bible, boy would mean yes. Boy really means like he like made a point of saying the following. Rabbi Yossi boy, in the Poyachis Min Mashpelas, if it was talking about that he was making the piles less, Stein would be awesome. That's not true. You would not be allowed to do that. It can't be that he's making the piles less, and if he only has 20 Mashpelas, Hashtayim would be awesome. He would not be allowed to make two piles. When the Mishnah says that you can't have extra piles, Ebutim HaShposes means you can't have two piles either. Hashtayim also, two piles with 20 is not, you're not allowed to do that. Elaki Kinan Kaiman, what we're talking about is as follows. But Oisei Yoisei Min Kishir, he's making more than it, meaning he wants to make four piles, and he has enough to go around. He has 10 for each pile, and he wants to make four piles. He has 40 mashpeles, and he wants to make four piles. And that when the Mishnah says you can't make piles, it means you can't make a fourth pile. No matter what, you can't make a fourth pile. Kata the Torah, like this, one of the different prices, which is as follows. There's a masuk that's here. Aimless sifin, loyal mashpeles, for loyal mashpeles to Rabbi Amir says you can't add more containers of garbage. You can't have more piles of garbage. You must have three piles, and those three piles have to each have 10, no more than three piles, and no more than 3 and 10 containers in a pile. You can add on more containers into each pile, so in your three piles, you could have 10 or 12 or 15, as many as you want. The aim is even on this process, but you cannot make more. More garbage piles. So now the Gemara says, let's think about what we just read. We said umasivin al mashpelas. When we said is that Racham said you can add on mashpelas. I'm sorry. The aim is umasivin al mashpelas. Loi bikashir. When it talked about whether you're allowed to add on to the mashpelas. It must be talking about that the ashba that they're eating on had the shear. That's what this Bryce is talking about. The ashba itself had 10 amount of it. The question is, can you put on more than that? So that means that the Bryce's discussions talk about cases with the ashba in this case has the full 10 amount of mashpeles. So the question is, can you make more? So would the kafar say? So similarly, when we say the case of in receiving all ashpeles, you can't make more ashpeles. What kind of ashpeles are we talking about? It's also talking about a shear. In other words, in this Bryce, an ashba has 10. And the question is, could you eat on more on top of the 10? So the case of could you eat on more ashwas altogether means is, could you eat on more ashwas that have 10? So you see that the Chachamim hold that you cannot eat on ashwas that have 10, and for that reflects back on our Mishnah, that when our Mishnah said that you're not allowed to eat ashwas, it didn't mean like Rabbi Yirmiya said, that you're taking your 20 and you're spraying them over more cases. Of course you can't do that. But what it means is, you can't even make a fourth pile that would be a full 10 mashpelos in it. That's what you can't do either. You can only make three, not more than three.